This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. In Moscow today, thousands of riot police and military troops blocked off the center of the city to prevent demonstrators from protesting the Kremlin's growing authoritarianism. Police have arrested nearly 200 people, including world chess champion and political leader Garry Kasparov, who was leader of the opposition group that tried to stage the protest. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer was at the scene and joins us. Gregory, what happened?
Well, officials say police arrested nearly 170 people. Police blocked off the streets of central Moscow. The march was supposed to take place on central Pushkin Square. People were being arrested there to shouts of shame, shame from some of the protesters. Of course, one of the people arrested was Kasparov. He was put into a police bus and actually managed to break a window and was waving to supporters before he was driven off. At another square further away from the center, a demonstration was allowed, but riot police were there in great numbers along with troops. Police were forming lines and moving through the crowds and arresting some people. Former Prime Minister Mikhail Kasyanov, who along with Kasparov is one of the leaders of the other Russia group that tried to organize the protest, said that Kasparov's arrest was unacceptable.
Just only a few thousand people here, just those protesters who want democratic Russia. And against them, 20,000 military. That's military operation. That's absolutely incredible. That's beyond of any imagination what could happen in a democratic country.
Gregory, help us understand the message of the protests.
Well, the protesters are saying they're among the first to protest the Putin administration in general. They say it's created a police state, as seen on the streets today. Their main demand is for free and fair elections. They say that Putin has taken over the free press and sidelined opposition parties. And they say the demonstrators say that they have a constitutional right to protest, that they have every right to be out on the street today.
Mm. Is there any indication that authorities in the Kremlin are worried that this extraordinary deployment of force against a few thousand protesters will simply draw more attention to what the protesters are saying and seem to confirm everything the protesters contend?
One would think so. A lot of people out on the streets today were asking that very question. But most people believe that the Kremlin's main concern are elections, parliamentary elections in December this year and presidential elections next year when President Putin is due to step down. Most people believe that the authorities are doing everything possible to stifle any kind of dissent. Today, other protesters were saying that authoritarianism in Russia has grown so great that the Kremlin leaders have simply lost their heads. They will just crack down against any critic.
NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer in Moscow, thanks so much for being with us.